You must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, look at you now.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting before kindergarten, you drove all the boys wild. Oh, why did kids are wearing blue ribbons? I bet you show most of the kids now. I can see those judges' eyes when you're the junior prize. I bet you gave the cuties. Oh, 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 oh. You must have been a beautiful baby. Baby, look at you. Baby, look at you
now. We'd like to present Bob Marshall of the International Collection, CKLN. Take it, Bob.
Let's invoke the gods. Hey, turn them down just a bit. I don't need them. I'm a beautiful baby. Just look really low. Yeah. No, I don't. They don't have to hear. See me. It's a hearing process. You can't hear? That's okay? All right. Let's invoke the gods. Mae Brussel, Sherman Skolnick, Executive Intelligence Review, and Dr. Beter. You guys are lucky tonight. We have a special guest. That guest is in the audience, and we're going to have an exclusive interview like we have on CKLN's International Connection. Fritz Kramer is in the audience. So, Fritz Kramer is arriving through that area right now. Here he comes. Fritz Kramer moving through. Over this way, Fritz, near the mic. Thank you, Fritz.
Great to be here, Bob. I'd like to explain this Kurt Waldheim issue that just arrived on our local media.
Well, Fritz, that's going to take a long time. I've got 12 and a half minutes.
Okay, Bob, where do you begin?
Well, was Kurt with you at Obramagow
in 1944?
Yeah, me and Henry Kissinger had him working for us, working hard. How come nobody knew at that point that Kurt would be the United Nations Secretary General?
Well, we knew, but of course nobody else can know. Because the world ended in 1945. It's just a script that has to be unfolded rather accurately.
Well, Fritz, how about the space shuttle? Everybody's wondering if you did it. Did you blow it up?
You know I did, Bob. But again, Bob, we need some historical background to explain how I could get into the position to blow the space shuttle up and then have my colleague, Kurt Waldheim, exposed a month later.
Well, why would that happen? Well, that's a good question, Fritz. I tried to explain it on my show on the radio why this could happen. I used Dr. Beter. I used Sherman Skolnick, Mae Brussel, but this is an opportunity to ask you the questions to have you here tonight. So, how did it happen?
Well, it began in 1944, as we said. We've got Kissinger and the Rockefellers to move through John McCloy at the Chase Manhattan Bank and have him release us from the Nuremberg trials in the docket at Dachau. That's where I was. I was prisoner number 33. We released them. They released us.
It's a joint process. It looked like he was releasing us, but we were releasing him to allow us to be released. Okay, now the point is, we had to get a war going, so along came Korea, so we got John Singlob.
Ah, John Singlob, Mr. Kramer. I talk about him on my show all the time.
Yes, Bob, he's running the Contras through his Soldier of Fortune magazine.
You mean John was way back then?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Singlob worked for us in Korea.
Ah, the Reverend Moon connection.
The Reverend Moon connection, and this is true. This is really true, isn't it, Fritz?
Yes, Bob. We have to do this under the guise of comedy, but it's the only way we can get away with it. This late date of the latter end times. Okay, so, Fritz, let's sing love, charging up the Korean airline tragedy. Ah, you're moving way ahead, Bob. That's 1983. We're still in 1952, the Korean War. Okay, well, let's move it along. Yes. Yes. Excuse me. No interaction? Okay. There you go. Come on. It's all right? Okay. So, 1954, Joe McCarthy. Did you have him on your wing? Yes, Joe McCarthy. Why didn't he enable you guys to move into a more obvious role? Well, television did that. You know that Mr. McClellan explains that television cannot have political issues on it. Ah, I see, Fritz. You mean you didn't foresee the effects of television when you had the McCarthy program? Oh, no, we didn't understand that. So we had to bring in Elvis. Yep, brought him in, distracted everybody for 3 or 4 years, and then we had Nixon running for president. And you know Nixon, he helped release us in 1945. Okay, so he lost the election. Well, Kennedy had his boys rig the computers that could be done at that point, 1960. Not very well known on the local level, but computers can be rigged in certain key election districts. Oh, so Dickey was supposed to be in at that point. Oh, yeah. So you are admitting you killed John Kennedy. I certainly am, Bob, and proud of it. I didn't directly pull the trigger about it. We did the heavy mind control program through Stanford Research and Alan Dulles bought $34 million of LSD tablets. This was all very useful later. We had to blitz them up, man. The whole generation really identified with this Mr. Space Capsule, John Kennedy. So we had to put him on acid. Okay, you did that. Time's running out, Fritz. You've got to get back to work. You got to get that Star Wars program moving over to Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is where you originally hoped to start back in 66 when Reagan was governor. That's right, Bob. We had to blow up the space shuttle in Florida so we could move the operation to Vandenberg. And as you notice, we blew up the Rainbow Coalition. You know, Jesse Jackson is a political campaign image of ethnic minorities. Well, did you notice who was on the space shuttle? You had a Japanese Buddhist. You had a black man. You had two minority representatives of the female sex, and one of them Jewish. And we're still mad at the Jews. They've done a lot to us. And then they pull off this Kurt Waldheim thing this week. This is the reason why I had to go public. I had to go public here at Larry's Hideaway. The only times of... Ah, we have an interruption. Yes. What? This is funny. Come on, ask me a question. I mean, I'm... What? Senator McCarthy became not useful, right? He died in 57. No, come on, eh? I mean, we don't use those labels in the highest levels of intelligence work. I mean, that's for domestic and international consumption, of course. But anyways, the thing is that you follow John Singlaub. He got mad in 1978. And if you're following Dr. Beter, there was a battle of the Harvest Moon. Now, Fritz, is it true that the moon base was blown up in 77? Well, that's right. No, it isn't. See, Dr. Beter is disinformation. We put that out to confuse people to think, well, it's the year 2022 or something. You know, they don't know what time it is. They think space shuttles and that are obsolete technology. No. What time is it? I've got about 1 minute. So that is the question asked in Finnegan's Wake. You know, when HCE meets the cad in the park, I'm getting real lofty here. Yeah, no. The Finnegan's Wake contains all media. It is a movie. It is a television show. It's a telephone call. It's an interview. It's a book. Credible book. It's a credible, incredible mixed media fashioned by man. Anyways, the question that H.C. was asked, and Frank Zappa was asked the same question. He was asked, what's the one thing you'd like to know? He said, what time is it? So you're on the right track there. What time is it? All times. All history is present. And that's why Fritz, who got organized in 1945, is still here being interviewed right here for this exclusive audience of collective cultural pessimism. No, you're not culturally pessimist. No way. You guys are interested. Else you wouldn't. Your karma would not have let you to this moment to see Fritz answer these questions, which you have none of. But I have to ask them for you. So, Fritz, You set up Nixon. You had to kill Robert Kennedy to get him in as president. Why, Fritz, did you have to knock him out during Watergate?
Well, Bob, we planned under computer, electric, cash flow, fund transfer conditions.
This is funny, but it's like Cecil Taylor humor, you know? It's in 16:7 time. The punchline is leaking in and out, you know, flowing in, and if you're sensitive, you can pick it up. Well, that's your problem, not, well, it's my problem too, because I'm looking for the punchline, right? It's a collective process. It's a collective, I'm helping you. See, I was at Watergate, Richard Nixon, you know. How's it going, Tom? We got, what, 2 minutes? What's the, no way, Tom, you're not making me go overtime. Tom's got a question. Fantastic. For Fritz? Charlie Chan?
That's an appropriate image because obviously McCarthy, Joe McCarthy, was a ventriloquist victim of my guest here tonight, Fritz Kramer, right? I mean, he threw the issue to distract people on the communist problem.
Who's Fritz Kramer? That's a good question. Fritz Kramer is Henry Kissinger's mentor. If you read Peter Drucker's book, it's called The Adventures of a Bystander because he was an aristocrat through the whole 20th century. He's the man who brought Fritz Kramer over. That's right, he should be booed. But are you watching Turn in Texas? You're not watching Prince Turn in Texas. Turn in Texas. It takes years to explain this, and I'm glad I've only given 10 minutes because I can't be bothered. But you, Fritz, you need more airtime.
Yeah, Bob, I'll be on the show Friday at CKLN along with Dr. Meter on Saturday. I'm not gonna go on, man. Do you really think I'm gonna take 12 minutes? I come all the way down here to have an opportunity to express the gospel in ice cream for 12 minutes. Well, I think you're right.
No. This kind of hand effect, my dear. Such is direction. Do 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 do. Thank you. Seattle, we'll be happy in our blue heaven. I turn to the right, you'll see a little bright light, and we'll be happy in our blue heaven. got yourself in corners, staring at the wall. You know that there was something that was lost, creeping through the shadows in the closet of your soul. You got so excited, you didn't collide it. Something that was in your heart. It just a swallow in the throat of your confusion, washed down with the fear of falling. Yes, men always perish, but no man will remain.
Thank you.